with Kathy Schnitzeling on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Where it is 9 minutes to 9. What's in a name? Well, the new Cross River Rail Network includes three new stations: Exhibition Station at the RNA Showgrounds, a new Roma Street Station, which effectively will be Brisbane's Grand Central, but probably not called that, because it connects passengers with the existing suburban bus and rail networks, as well as regional and interstate bus and train services. And then there's Albert Street Station, the first CBD train station built in more than 120 years. But a petition lodged with Queensland Parliament suggests we should give it an alternative name. Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track is the head petitioner. What would you like to see Albert Street Station called?
Good morning, Cathy. We think a more appropriate name for Albert Street Station would be Meagen. Meagen describes the location where Albert Street Station actually is located. It was the name for the area from the traditional owners in the area. It would give a distinctive place name to a station, which is a new station. It's not really in use, so there's no real drama in terms of changing the name. Albert Street runs all the way down from Roma Street through the Botanical Gardens in a general sort of southeasterly direction. It's not really a destination. It doesn't describe a location. Meagen does. Now, the New South Wales government recently decided to name their new underground Pitt Street station in Sydney CBD, Gadigal, which is the traditional owner's name for that area in Sydney. So we think it'd be a good thing to name Albert Street Station Meagen. The suggestion has been coming from the community for a couple of years now. Most of our members support it. And we think it will accurately describe the location of the station, which is Meagen. It is more geographically correct. It's right in the heart of Brisbane and gives an original name of the place. It will make it stand out as something special. It's a recognisable name.
Very.
It has good historical significance in terms of tracing back to our traditional owners of the Meagen area. And it's a great way, I think, to acknowledge the traditional owners. Now, we've had some...
Do you have support from them?
Indirectly, yes. It's come from the community before, as I mentioned. I had a quick look again yesterday around some of the information that's available on the internet, and the traditional owners seem to be very positive about Meagen, so we think it would get their support. The other interesting thing is there is a precedence for these more appropriate name changes. Listeners would probably be aware that Vulture Street, which opened in 1891, was renamed South Bank Vulture Street in 2001 and then eventually South Bank. Similarly, Brunswick Street, which opened in 1890, was renamed Fortitude Valley in 2008. So there's a bit of a trend to actually get away from these non-descriptive street names into something a bit more meaningful.
So it's not now, a big change then?
No, it's not really. And it's in line with what's been the previous practice. Now, we decided to start a Queensland Parliament e-petition last week because it means that we will get a finalisation of it. When the e-petition is finalised in February and it's tabled to Parliament, the portfolio minister normally responds, and that way we'd probably get a definitive answer whether they want to change the name or they want to stick with Albert Street. We hope that they do change the name. Now, it's pretty easy for listeners if they're keen to support the e-petition, just simply search on the internet for Queensland Parliament e-petitions. It's one of the more recent petitions, so it'll come up straight away. Alternatively, on our Facebook page at Rail Back on Track, it's also there available, a link to the e-petition. We'd be very grateful if people who are willing to support the petition would sign it. The more people we can get to sign it, obviously, the more thought that perhaps the government will give to a possible name change from Albert Street to Meagen.
How many signatures would you need?
Well, I think we've got about 400 at the moment. We'd like as many as possible, please, mm-hmm. Kathy.
Okay.
I think more the merrier. Most of our members, as I said, support it. Some don't, and some citizens probably won't support it. But as I explained, there is a pretty good precedent for these sort of more appropriate names. And leading into the 2032 Olympics, wouldn't it be wonderful to have our new Central Brisbane station. It's going to be one of the busiest stations on the network, known as Meagen. I think it'll stamp Brisbane as something special for the Olympic Games as well.
Any other stations on that Cross River Rail network that need a name change, in your opinion?
Well, the new station that underneath Park Road is known as Bogger Road. I think that whole complex will eventually be known as Bogger Road, and that's probably appropriate because it sort of links back to the historical area was known as Boggo, and so I don't think people would be happy with Boggo as the name. I think Bogger Road's probably a little bit more appropriate for that one. Woolloongabba, very appropriate name. It's exactly where it's at. Alva Street is the one that we think should be called Meagen, the next one. Roma Street, okay, it's a possible name change for Roma Street because Roma Street's going to become the key interchange station on the network once the Cross River Rail, new net rail network, is in use. Some people have suggested calling Roma Street Brisbane Interchange or perhaps Roma Street Central, but we're a bit ambivalent, if you like, about Roma Street. Either way, we're not too concerned. You could leave Roma Street as it is, perhaps. Bit of interesting history with Roma Street, though. Originally, Roma Street Station was called Brisbane Terminal when the line first opened coming in from Ipswich. And then from Roma Street Terminal, there was a line that went from Normandy through Exhibition up to Sandgate. That was the first railway. Now, when they opened the new line from Roma Street to Central, to Bowen Hills and then to Sandgate in the late 1880s. They renamed Brisbane Terminal Roma Street at that point, and the new station at Central was named Central because it was more central to Brisbane than what Roma Street was. So that's where Central got its name from. Central will no longer really be central.
Be Central, though, will it? It'll be changed.
That's right. Well, we think a possible name change for Central would be Anzac Square. And there does seem to be pretty strong community support for that as well. But at the moment, we're focusing on Meagen. We think that's a really appropriate name for Albert Street. And we hope that some consideration is given to a possible name change for Central to Anzac Square, because that's where it's at. It's at Anzac Square, isn't it?
Ah, change. And people can sign the e-petition if they just go to the Queensland Government website.
Yeah, Queensland Parliament. Just search for Queensland Parliament or go to Facebook Rail Back on Track.
Robert, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Cathy.